If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
Welcome to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. Today's topic is healing yourself of energetic imbalances. And actually, this is part two. We had such an exciting and interesting discussion with Stephen Lewis that we are continuing the discussion. So you might remember that everything is energy and everything is consciousness. And each of us has our own vibration. Diseases also have their own vibration, and healing the frequencies of potential diseases that we may inherit at birth, we heal ourselves. Energetic imbalances or imbalances in consciousness impede the flow and expression of life force. Fighting imbalances drains the life force energy and actually uses up all of our energy. And then when we're older and weaker and we no longer have the energetic strength to repress expression of our hereditary imbalances, and they become active imbalances and express themselves to their fullest potential. Using photographs of a person, the all-inclusive method or AIM identifies imbalances that can be removed. Removing the imbalances raises our life force and consciousness level. If you remove an energetic imbalance from your consciousness, the physical manifestation of it can no longer thrive or survive in the physical body. This belief is shared by quantum physics and spirituality. So our guest today is Stephen Lewis, and he's the developer of the AIM program of energetic balancing. He's also the co-author of Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness. After decades of extensive study and practice in the healing arts, plus degrees in chiropractic, acupuncture, homeopathy, oriental medicine, and quantum mechanics, he closed his referral-only practice in 1998 to launch EMC Squared, which is Energetic Matrix Church of Consciousness, LLC, and AIM, the all-inclusive method. His spiritual, holographic, self-healing technology that helps 60,000 worldwide what Stephen finds to be energetic causes behind their disease potentials 24/7 as they lead their busy lives. His research adds to AIM almost daily, and he updates participants weekly on his Everything is Energy radio show. His articles help people discover their innate power to self-heal with titles such as Deconstructing and Reconstructing Humpty Dumpty. Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, chronicles his decades of work and the evolution of the AIM program. And you can learn more about the AIM program at www.aimprogram.com. Welcome, Stephen.
Well, thank you for having me back, Anne.
Yes, really quick. Yeah. So before we start, I just want to remember, because I forgot to do this in the other show, is to offer the book to the first 20 people in the U.S. that act. Okay, so this is how you get the book, and this is the Sanctuary book.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, yes, and you can access also on this website, www.aimprogram.com. You can also access Stephen's weekly Everything is Energy show, and the special offer for three book, you can either get the paperback book or an audio CD set. And so you go to www.aimprogram.com and click on the Request AIM Info Kit tab at the top right. Fill in your information, including your mailing address. Type in my name or the name of this show as your source, and that is Energy Medicine and Optimal Health. And in the comments area, type in either book or audio set. And I think this is so generous of you, Stephen, and everybody.
It's a great pleasure.
Everybody go onto that website now and get your free book or CD set. And I read the book. It's really a great book, and it'll increase your understanding of what we're talking about.
Well, it was a challenge to me to write a book in words rather than in numbers and symbols, etc. Because I'm not a great communicator, in quantum mechanics, you don't really have to use many adverbs or adjectives or hardly even nouns. Just verbs will do pretty well. But but I had to write that. And what you said about I gave up my practice. I was working 6 days a week, and my waiting list for a new patient was 3.5 years.
Wow.
Unless you had I think I mentioned this to you. Unless you had a lot of pull. I mean, not an idiot. The Rockefellers didn't wait 3.5 years. You know, I'm serious.
Yeah.
But, you know, without a lot of pull, you know, my mother-in-law has pull. But that's what it was like. But something happened, and I decided that I could not reserve this practice, this work, exclusively for the few very wealthy people in the film and music industry. And so that's when I developed the AIM program, and here we are.
So when you were, you know, in the book it says you use this piece of equipment and you do these evaluations by with a monitor. So, I mean, that's why you had such a backup.
Well, yeah, no, I still use that same equipment. As a matter of fact, all the advances in computers are kind of wasted on me in this respect because the bottleneck is me. I can't go any faster than I can go. Whether, you know, if a computer can go 100 times faster, the earliest computers were so much faster than I am that, I mean, I am the quintessential bottleneck. And so I'm doing the same thing because I deal with and in consciousness. And you must focus to use that. So, you know, once I do that, answers come to me. So that's why I refer to this as a spiritual technology. That seems to be my destiny, that amalgam and that melding of technology and spirituality. I never thought so when I was growing up originally, but life does those things to you.
You've been led on a specific path here.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes you don't even know what that path is. You just suddenly realize, oh, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Isn't that nice?
Isn't that wonderful?
So
tell us more about what you mean you work in consciousness.
Well,
not everybody may understand what you mean by that.
No, almost nobody does. It's hard. You know, one of my idols, Niels Bohr, once wrote, "Those who are not amazed when, or incredulous when they read about quantum theory cannot possibly have understood it." Because it's just that far out, that quantum physics and quantum mechanics. Consciousness is what we use to create our lives. Now, that is absolutely opposite of what I was taught growing up. I was taught you had to get lucky, and if somebody, if you had a problem, go to someone who can fix it. And if he can't fix it, you're in deep whatever. The idea of my being responsible for my life, for better and or for worse, was an alien idea. And yet, in both the world of physics and the world of spirituality, it's the same. They're the same worlds. It's the same concept. We speak of energy. And I think I mentioned to you before, I think it helps to take the word energy, remove it from your vocabulary, and substitute the word everything. So what is energy? It is everything. Now, that makes it a lot simpler and easier, because if I say to you, "Hey, Ann, tell me something about everything," you'd look at me like, you know, he's an idiot. What, are you playing games with these people? Energy is everything. You can't say anything about everything. you can only talk about something. Mm-hmm. Fair enough?
Yep.
Consciousness is what we use individually and collectively to take this wave of everything and make it particles, particulate, make it something. Consciousness shapes everything into discrete, identifiable somethings. Nothing to say about everything, but something has its own smell. It has its own weight. It has its own taste. It has its own feeling. It has its own consequences. The consequence of joy and pleasure is different than the consequence of depression or cancer or whatever. Consciousness shapes that. We do it. Now, that's the good news and the bad news. You know, the bad news is we did it. Again, I never was taught that. And even when I learned about genetics and heredity, I figured, well, it's my parents' fault. So I still had someone to blame, which is comforting. You know, no, it is. You know, it's like, I like saying it's not my fault. It's his fault, her fault, maybe your fault. Not me. I'm blameless. But consciousness is what you use to create your life, for better or for worse. Now, granted, part of that consciousness is something where you don't remember being consulted. It's called hereditary. But that's part of your consciousness. The good news is, if you don't like the hand you were dealt, you don't like what's happening, you can change it with your consciousness. Now, this has always been the case. And the language about changing things with consciousness is healing, as opposed to diagnosing and treating and curing, which are good things. I mean, who in his right mind would speak against curing something? It's fine. But
right.
Healing is totally different. Only you heal you. And there is perhaps a given physician can try to or succeed in curing you. But only you heal you. But there is a multitude, an uncountable multitude, sitting there, waiting there to help you heal yourself. And that's where the mystery and the mysticism begin. And that's where I get real interested. And looking at your bio, I think the same is true for you, Anne.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So,
I really love this stuff because one of my mentors says that only 1% of the world or the universe is, you know, you can see, hear, touch, sense in some way. 99% is invisible. So, I mean, if you really get that, then,
well,
you know, you're missing out on, you know, if you only live in the what's tangible, what you can touch, and what you can see, what you can feel, you're missing out on a lot of what's out there.
Instead of saying 100, if you go to 1,000, you still have 1 versus 999.
Mm.
It's the most, we know almost nothing about our lives, about life. And it's that in itself is fascinating because people who do believe they understand the nature of life, well, first of all, I believe they're totally wrong. But secondly, I believe there's no point in talking to them because they're closed.
Yeah.
And thirdly, they're never going to be open because they have the answers already.
Mm.
Little by little, life will teach you differently. For example, I know many, many, many physicians. I mean, that's given, having had 60,000, countless patients. The best physicians understand the most important factor in the well-being, the success of they have with a given patient is the patient's capacity to heal.
Mm-hmm.
They all know that. I mean, that's the distinction between somebody who is consigned to hospice, and a couple of years later is playing tennis, and somebody who has a hangnail and ends up having a terminal. It's you. It's us. It is healing. And that's the amazing thing. And who knew that growing up? Did you have any idea about that?
No. No, absolutely not. Yeah.
And yet, this part of our, I've told you before, I wish he was my mentor. My idol has always been David Bohm.
Mm.
And he writes about what you just said about the implicate, the implied, invisible universe and the explicate, external universe. And how that implicate is immense, it's huge, it's fundamentally everything, and just a small part of that is external, visible. And yet, he says there is a third thing, and that is something that is neither implicate or explicate, neither external or internal, visible or invisible, and yet contains both. And he calls that the source. Well, that's interesting, because that's a pretty working definition for what many people call God.
Mm-mm. Right.
And now David Bohm's closest friend was a man named Krishnamurti, who was a licensed, qualified, certified mystic. And this is where lesser people of sorts like me and like you, we enter into this continuum, because it is understanding life that creates what we need from life, and understanding does not, in my mind, depend upon intelligence. Intelligence is a good thing, but it can get in the way. But what it requires is not resisting life.
Beautiful.
It's that simple. Because to be part of what Buddha called being in the oneness, what Christ spoke of as, being in what you do in the least of mine, do to me, it's all that.
Mm-hmm.
That requires simply not resisting life. And if you read the papers, if you look anywhere you look, our way of life is primarily resistant.
Yeah, totally agree with that.
To overcome everything, and we don't even recognize the fundamental law, and that is we are all connected.
Yeah.
We are all part of one vast, huge hole of ground. And we very simply need each other.
We are all part of, we're all complementary.
Yeah. We are in the oneness. Yeah. Even if we're too dumb to know it, we are still part of the oneness.
Mm.
We just may not act accordingly.
With that profound thought, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
That's good.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brower and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, and we're talking again to Stephen Lewis. If you haven't heard the first show, please go back and listen to it. It was October 21st, so because we're not going to review all that. So this is just a continuation of this exciting topic. And I also encourage anybody that wants to learn more about this program, or if anybody that's on the program would like to tell how their life has changed because of it, please call 866-472-5792. Okay, Stephen, let's go back, and because I really want to establish this concept with people that what you're trying to remove from people's consciousness actually are energetic imbalances that could develop into disease. But it isn't a disease. It's an energetic imbalance. It's a frequency. So tell us a little bit more about that, because I think that's a little bit out of people's consciousness.
It is out of people's cognition. It's out of their concept. But it's just like, you know, when we were kids, everything we were told, it was all wrong. Forget it. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, your well-being, your ill-being does not begin and does not end in your body. It begins in consciousness. Everything in life begins in consciousness because everything is shaped by consciousness. Whether it's shaped into tuberculosis or it's shaped into a wonderful orgasm, whatever it may be, consciousness shapes everything. So that applies to disease also. If you have the frequency of an imbalance, anything, name an imbalance, whatever you want, you know, depression, cancer, whatever you want. If you have that frequency in your consciousness, you also either do have it in your body, or, in very short order, you will, unless you heal it in your consciousness. Now, if you do that, it will not manifest in your body, in your physical being. But without you healing it in your consciousness, it will be there. So you can call it the precursor, but consciousness is that about you that creates everything about you. And that's where you healing occurs in consciousness. This stuff we call DNA, et cetera, that mm-hmm. just tags along. Mm-hmm. It's
so the DNA expression is affected by consciousness, what's in our consciousness.
Of course. Of
yes.
course.
I just want to make sure.
Remember, did we talk on the air, because I don't remember from time to about people, they studied multiple personality people.
Yes, we did.
Okay, good. Well, there it is. You know, you can, people change their eye color.
Yeah.
Would you think that that's a DNA change? I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
So would everybody else say so? These people, they change their personality. And some of them change their eye color. I mean, everything about you is created by your consciousness, and we don't know it because we don't think of ourselves as part of everything. We don't think of ourselves as, all right, I'll use the word, energy shaped by consciousness. So we have gone into a mechanistic view of something's wrong. We gotta kill the problem. We'll either cut it out or burn it out or we'll poison it out or whatever. It's healing. Now, healing is a real concept in many parts of the world. Some of the most, I have several of the things I have degrees in are contingent entirely upon healing. Acupuncture, homeopathy, they deal with healing. They don't deal at all with treating a disease. They deal with helping you change your consciousness so you're more able to heal something. And that's what healers do. You know, I mean, I think healers are the most important people in our society, but they're misnamed. They don't heal you. They change your consciousness so you're more readily able to heal yourself. And yet, it's not recognized. We need to change our life view, our world view, because it's no longer an option. The time is now.
Right. So let's talk about how energetic imbalances can be classified. You talk about three main ways. When these imbalances were acquired, and how the energetic imbalances were acquired, and the third way is the current level of energetic activity that is associated with the given imbalance. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, I think really all that matters in the absence of trauma is what you brought with you, what you brought hereditarily. And we view life in terms of be careful, don't catch this or don't catch that. Watch out who you're kissing on Christmas Eve under the mistletoe because you never know. Look, I think I've said it before. You got 50 people kiss the hostess under the mistletoe. 49 are fine. The 50th one, by New Year's, has this tingling in his lip. He's got him. He calls it a herpes lesion. But the other 49 didn't get anything. That's because the 50th person had a weakness there, a vulnerability that stopped him from resisting this imbalance. And it's that way with life. Everything's always around. You can't walk around. We even duck when there's a germ in the air. You know, I mean, how do you avoid things? You're in a plane where people are coughing and they're this and that. How do you, you can't avoid them. You don't avoid things. You have the strength to not succumb to them. That's what immunity is about anyway. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like chicken pox. Every kid gets chicken pox. That's the way it's always been. When I was a kid in South Philly, if a kid got chicken pox, every other kid maybe was dragged there into this
that's right.
this kid's room. And we sat there till we got chicken pox. And then we got rid of it. Now, we acquired that chicken pox a million more times in our lives. Well, not a million. Let's call it 1,000.
Yeah.
But never had any kind of chicken pox symptoms because our bodies overcame it, learned how to deal with it, and that's it. It's what you don't overcome that gets you.
Yeah.
It's that simple. And that's what life force is about. It's your ability to overcome imbalances. And that is almost entirely hereditary. And the good news is every hereditary thing about you, you can heal. I mean, when we first spoke, I told you about what you brought with you hereditarily, just a few of the things. Every one of those things would be a weakness that would make you vulnerable to whatever you acquire in life.
Right.
In roughly a year's time, because your life force is up 14 points already.
Really? That's great.
Just beginning. Well, yeah, I mean, sure, we do good work, dear.
I know. It's just nice to know.
In a year's time, I'm not advising you to have a child, but if you did, you would have no imbalances to pass on to that child as they were passed on to you by your parents. You would, as I said, be the first in the history of your family with no family history. Mm. I mean, you still have, you know, your eye color and all that, but no negative family history.
Right.
And you will heal whatever hereditary imbalance you have, because they dictate what you can't overcome. It's the weakness you bring with you that dictates whether you can or cannot overcome that which you acquire, that which you encounter, if that makes sense to you.
Yes. Okay, so at what point did you know? Well, let me back it up. So you have all these modalities and degrees in the healing art. So at what point did you know that spirituality and consciousness were key components for healing?
Well, I never thought much about spirituality. It was kind of a process. Little by little, during all my work, which I saw as scientific, but it was in the area of quantum mechanics. And I wondered why all these people got so involved in the world of spirituality. And little by little, as I just took a look at other things around me, the world of quantum mechanics and quantum physics, as it related to Zen, to Buddhism, and on and on and on. And eventually it became obvious to me that people who lived in the world of spirituality were approaching an intersection that I was approaching. We were approaching it at right angles to each other, and that we would end up leaving on the same path, because it's all the same. I can sit and write and talk about a critically important process, the holographic process. And I've asked you this before. I'm sorry to be redundant, but how does the holographic process differ from 5,000 years ago Buddha speaking about being in the oneness?
I don't think there's any difference.
There's no difference at all.
Yeah.
And I would say the description of Buddha is superior, because if you say something, we are all part of a oneness. People have an idea of what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you are saying we are all part of a holographic process and we're one big hologram, you have to say, what's that?
Right.
So the purpose of language is to clarify, not to muddle.
Right. So then you just kind of fell into it. You know, this understanding of spirituality.
You kind of just fall into life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like that. Wow. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. That which I've been doing for 10 years and didn't know. I mean, it's kind of like that. You know, there's a poem. I think it's my favorite poem in the English language. It's written by a man who, I don't know how far ahead of his time he was, or how much in his time he was, William Blake. And the poem is Auguries of Innocence. You should make a note to reread that. I'm sure you've read it.
Okay, I'll make a note.
Auguries of Innocence. Yeah, I mean, just all of it, you know, it really is about being part of everything. I mean, every wolf's and lion's howl raises from hell a human soul. The wild deer wandering here and there keeps the human soul from care. The lamb misused breeds public strife and yet forgives the butcher's knife. The bat that flips at close of eve has left a brain it won't believe. It's unbelievable. On and on. And, you know, we can speak about this holographic process, but that poem, Augurs of Innocence, begins with, to see a world in a grain of sand and heaven in a wild flower. Hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour.
Mm. Yeah.
And then he goes, here's the greatest segue ever. A robin redbreast in a cage puts all heaven in a rage. Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
If you got a robin in a cage, you let that sucker out right here and now, believe me. My advice, you don't want it in that cage.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like little by little you begin to understand that life is fundamentally a spiritual process because consciousness is a spiritual process and healing is a spiritual process. And that spirituality is not meant to be unique. There are no chosen people. Everybody's chosen. Most are just too dumb to know they're chosen. And it is not an exclusivity. It's an inclusivity. We're all in the same, we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
We might as well row in the same damn direction.
Mm-hmm. We're all equal.
Well, we're all in it together.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. So, you know, I can't pinpoint when I understood it, but I understand it more and more every day. Mm. Every day I understand it more and more because the ultimately, you have the entire universe to call on to help you. Not one guy Sunday morning in a church, not a congregation praying for you. Not this, not that. You have everyone and everything there with you. All you've got to do is not resist it, to allow them in. That's what it means when someone says, what you do to the least of mine, you're doing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting?
Very interesting. Okay, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you figured out what's not working in your sex life? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaran, for Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Tamaran has had both highs and lows in her sex life. She uses her experiences to teach you some basic techniques on how to create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure. Her guests also come from the sexual health and wellness industry. And together, Tamaran and her guests will help you get the sex life you've always longed for. Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Airs live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Every weekend, take some time out of your schedule for New Reflections featuring Dr. Adam Rubenstein. It's a show about all things aesthetic, from skincare to plastic surgery, health and beauty. You'll learn about the aesthetic products and procedures to embrace or avoid. Each show will feature live, virtual, interactive consultations that you'll be able to follow along with and featured guests from the world of beauty and aesthetics. Listen Saturdays at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, for New Reflections with Dr. Adam Rubenstein on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Welcome back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. And we are talking to Stephen Lewis, and we're talking about consciousness. So, Stephen, let's talk about how many energetic imbalances are we talking about? How many have you discovered?
Well, how many have I discovered?
Or how many have you, do you work on?
About 500,000, roughly.
Wow. And you're discovering more all the time, right?
Yeah, of course. This is my life's work, and I'm a card-carrying geriatric. I've been at this for a long time. But yes, there's always more because it's organic in this sense. Let's say a year from now, you call me up and say, Steve, I understand my life force is 100 and all that, but you know what? How come I have to keep scratching? Well, that means you have some imbalance that you're not addressing. It's not on the program. Mm. Then, well, what is it? And I've got to go look and see, and I'll find it and say, okay, I'm going to name it Ann's disease. Not exactly that, but it comes down to that. Mm-hmm. But it'll be on the program. Anyone else who has it will use this program to help him or her heal it. Mm-hmm. And you will do so. So that's my, a major part of my work, just looking and saying, so where are we failing? And let's address that.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do it.
That's so interesting. So your life force is 100.
Oh,
and
sure.
So, and you say you're geriatric, but
well,
you're probably not your real, you're much younger than your actual age, right? I mean, your body is
chronologic age is how many years I've been on the planet. I deal in biologic age also. Now, biologic age is the age at which your body is functioning. Or to put it more exactly, how old would you have to be to have everything hereditary become as active as it is? Because the reality is everything that's hereditary is not just there in potential. It's there. It's active in its way. Little by little by little, and it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Mm. But kids have weaknesses and problems, and their areas of weakness are identified as kids, but little by little they get more and more identifiable until finally, they're what we call full-blown disease. But it's all there to be seen immediately. Now, I don't know, where did I start with this? I have no idea. This is – go ask me the question again, dear. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm not even sure I know what question I asked now. But, your life force is 100. So your biological age is much – is much younger than your chronological age.
My biological age is somewhere around 21.
Mm.
Okay? It's that simple. And that will be your biologic age.
Mm. That sounds good. That sounds really good.
Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to have any wrinkles you got in your skin. You've earned them. They're there.
Rats.
But,
okay.
But you'll be strong and flexible, you will, physiologically, you will be young biologically, because this is part of the question I have that I don't know. I believe primarily we I guess the word I used to use as a kid was die. It's not a good word anymore. We transition because of the activity of what we have hereditarily.
Right.
And the manifestation of it rendering us incapable of dealing with anything we deal with. I know I spoke to you about the concept of the last straw on the camel. I remember that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's a big question. But a year from now, and you're not going to have any hereditary imbalances.
Yeah. Sounds
well,
good.
You're not going to have any fundamental weaknesses. So what is going to what will you succumb? Where is your weakness? How's it going to manifest? You know, you're not going to be the wandering Jew, I don't think, and live forever.
Well, that's my question. I mean, if we move all these potentials that, you know, normally help us transition, we can't live forever, but so what happens?
Let's make a deal. 50 years from now, I'll be well over 100, way over 100. And I don't know how old you are, but you're not going to be, you know, chronologically a kid. 50 years from now, having you in your program, we'll talk about how what is it that makes you succumb when you have no fundamental weaknesses. That is the issue about Humpty Dumpty you referred to originally introducing me. If Humpty didn't have all these flaws and these cracks, if he fell down, he took his great fall, he'd get very, very dirty. And we'd send Humpty to the egg wash and get him detailed, and he'd be fine. It's you succumb to where you are weak.
Right.
So if you're not weak, then what? That's the million-buck question, isn't it? Well, we're going to find out.
Okay, what about a baby that's born to people that are on your program and have, you know, a life force of 100?
These kids are amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're like 2-3 years old, and they're playing an instrument, and they're articulate, and they're incredibly physically gifted, et cetera. It's like enough to make me so completely jealous. It's just, you know.
So you're studying them. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just that's exactly what's happening with them. They did just not weak. They're still going to get what they have to get. They're going to get their childhood diseases. It's not what you acquire. It's what you overcome or are unable to overcome.
Right. Wow.
Everybody gets, when I was a kid anyway, now it's like the approach is totally inorganic. When I was a kid, everybody got measles and chicken pox, blah, blah, blah. And everybody got them, felt like hell, and got better. And that was it. And the concept was nobody gets it again. And I told you before, wrong. You get it again and again and again. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You have learned how to heal it, how to deal with it. It has no impact.
Yeah, so it's not manifested. The disease is not manifested.
No.
Yeah.
It's just like, look, when I look at energetic imbalances, I can see people sometimes, they're bitten by an insect, and I look and see what energetic imbalances are in their consciousness from that insect bite. Because insects carry disease. That's not news. You know, I mean, the greatest number of fatalities in the world right now is caused by diseases from an insect. That's malaria. Okay? But they carry disease. I'll look often and see the disease Yersinia pestis, the bubonic plague, the Black Death.
Yeah.
People get bitten by a flea or a spider. They get it. And they have these, you know, disturbances in their bowels, et cetera, for a day or so. And then they're fine because ancestrally they've learned how to deal with it. It poses no threat to the body. Just like when you people, I can see getting the frequency of Rocky Mountain spotted fever or things that are in the lungs, anthrax. And what do they say? I caught a hell of a cold last week. You know, he got me, but thank God I'm better now. And that's it. Yeah, well, that's because they're never going to cure the human cold, because the human cold is anything that makes you sneeze, cough, or whatever. Is it anthrax? Is it Rocky Mountain? It's whatever. It doesn't matter what it is at all unless you can't overcome it. Well, you can overcome it. What do you care what it is?
Wow.
Fair enough.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about life force.
Okay.
How is that different from consciousness?
Life force is an abstract concept that I've used. I mean, I've always dealt with a concept of energy, and as I said, I try and call it everything because it makes it easier to understand. But when I look at what some societies call chi or prana, et cetera, what is this stuff? You know, I mean, a huge part of the world speaks of chi and prana. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather speak English because that's the language I'm best at. And so I call it life force. And if I had to define what it is your ability to withstand that which you acquire. Your ability to withstand whatever imbalances you have, whether acquired or not, actually. Mm-hmm. And I know, with a life force of 100, you will be able to withstand anything I can find. With a life force of 1, you're out there at the end of a kind of shaky branch.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. So it's life force is abstract. Mm-hmm. It's chi. It's what is it that keeps you from transitioning?
Yeah. So how do you measure that? I mean, we're talking about a life force of 101 and 100, but how do you measure that if it's abstract?
Well, I measure everything, anything. It has its frequency.
Okay.
Once you find a fundamental frequency of, let's call it immune strength, which obviously is the opposite of immune deficiency. Once you have that concept, you then say, okay, if we say the maximum is 100 and the minimum is 0, well, where do we stand on that continuum?
Mm-hmm. So it's an arbitrary kind of scale.
Yeah, nothing real in nature goes from 0 to 100. It's too convenient.
Yeah.
But
a life force of 100 has a higher frequency than a life force of 1 or less than 1.
Far, 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 far higher.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, this has been wonderful. I just have another minute, and I just want to remind people that they can get your book or your CD set. And go to www.aimprogram.com and click on the Request AIM Info Kit tab at the top right. Fill in your information, including your mailing address. Type in my name or the name of the show as the source. That's Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, or Ann Dietley. And in the comment area, type in either book or audio set. And the first 20 people to do this in the United States get the free book or the audio set.
Can we tell them about my website, Ann?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah, it's just aimprogram.com.
Yeah.
And there's tons of information there. I think it will help.
Yeah, so there's lots of information there. It tells about stories and testimonials. And there's also information about your radio show, Everything is Energy. And, you know, yeah, you can learn more there. And I just invite you to do that because this is the wave of the future. More and more people are beginning to understand this, and it will change the way you live. It'll change the way you think, and it'll help you live more radiantly and help you live longer and more vibrantly. You know,
your website linked to ours?
I don't know. That's a good question. Okay. I'll have to ask Judy that. Yeah, my website's www.energizeforjoy.com.
Okay, if it is, it can just get there through you. That's fine.
Okay, perfect.
But you said the future. You know, when I wrote the book, I turned to my patients, a number of them, and said, would you give me an endorsement, please?
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorites was the most succinct and brief. A guy, trumpet player, who also is one of the owners of A&M Records, Herb Alpert.
Ooh.
Herb is a musician. He wrote, "The future is here. Check it out."
Mm. Yeah, definitely. You know, we're living out there now, guys. Okay, well, I don't know how this went by so fast, Stephen, but this was another very enjoyable conversation. I think we really got some main points out, and I hope that people follow up and they get your book or they read your book and they definitely get involved in the AIM program. Until next time, live radiantly.
Right. Thank you so much, Patty.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.